A normal community and Illinois Wesleyan alum who served as a CIA intelligence officer in the Clinton and George W. Bush administrations is providing some historical context to efforts from President Trump's opposition to remove him from office. David Priest is the author of the new book, How to Get Rid of a President. He tells GLT's Eric Stock, there are many ways a president can be removed from office, and while many attempts have been tried, few have succeeded.
I decided to write this book because I saw a couple of years ago that some unusual things were happening in this country, that we were paying a whole lot of attention to how presidents get elected, of course, and a whole lot of attention to how the government follows the president, serves the president, executes the policies of the president, but very little attention to how we remove presidents. And yet 44 presidents have been removed one way or another up until the present day. And there were a whole lot of conversation out there, people throwing around terms like impeachment and declaring a disabled president and all of these other things. And I thought, if we're going to have those kinds of conversations, we really need to know our history so that we can learn from the mistakes of the past and not repeat some of those mistakes.
So your lead-in, as you reference, refers to the Trump administration, of course, but I know a lot of the book sort of sets a foundation going back to our founding fathers. So how much of this is about Trump?
It's not really a book about Trump. The context now, anytime you're studying history, you're always looking to apply it to the present. But the name Trump barely appears in the book. Instead, it's, you know, over 200 pages of stories about what has happened in American history up to this point. How is it that presidents have been rejected by their own party for renomination or voted out at the polls, been undermined while in office, maybe lost the office simply by dying. And then, of course, how attempts were made to remove presidents by impeachment and by declaring them disabled. That is a part of our history. That is all there. And yet, until researching this book, even as a doctor of political science, I did not know all of this history. So I learned a lot going back and studying all of this that really does inform what a lot of pundits and politicians are talking about today.
Perhaps one contrast now is that the Republican Party has largely had his back through all of this.
That's right. The surprise is not that, for reasons that they agree with politically, that Republicans will take on this champion, even if he has changed his tune over the years, because of things like tax cuts, let's say, or policies towards immigration that many of them agree with. The surprise has been the lack of checks and balances between the branches of government. This is something we all learned in school, that there's an executive branch, a legislative branch, and a judicial branch, and our system has worked so well because if any one of them seems to be getting ahead of the others check them and make sure that it doesn't go too far. So what many people expected when this president, and frankly many previous presidents, have started doing things that are outside the normal constitutional order, that the other branches will jump in and say, no, 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 there you go. It happened with Richard Nixon. Congress passed a war powers resolution restricting the power of the commander-in-chief to unilaterally send troops anywhere around the world, anywhere he wanted. It happened with Andrew Johnson, whom I mentioned earlier. Andrew Johnson had a bill passed which basically restricted his ability to fire and replace cabinet secretaries. So the Congress would step up and say, let us try to, in effect, remove this president in place by holding him in a box. The surprise now has been that party has trumped the checks and balances. The Republicans in Congress have not pushed back very hard against the president's assertions and exertions. Instead, they've generally gone along with what he's done instead of checking him as most people expected Congress would out of institutional interest.
And we should mention also that your background comes from working in both Republican and Democrat administrations. You're not coming from an ideological predisposition, so to speak.
No, I'm not a registered Republican nor a registered Democrat. I worked as a public servant for both the Central Intelligence Agency and the State Department, where party affiliation literally never came up in conversations with colleagues. You do the job you need to preserve and defend the Constitution of the United States as part of those national security roles. For this book, I really went back to my days becoming a political scientist and getting a PhD in that field and learning how our system works and how history and politics combine to illuminate the presence. So for me, it's really important to look at the history, to look at what's gone before, so that we don't do things ignorant of our own system. I mean, listen, America has survived over 200 years in ways that the founders themselves were very skeptical about. They thought in many ways this was an experiment in representative democracy that had just as good a chance of failing as succeeding.
David Preece's book, How to Get Rid of a President, goes on sale tomorrow. He spoke with GLT's Eric Stock. This is Sound Ideas.